passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Use your ISA allowance each year. That's the message. But what does it mean and why should we do it? Owen Cook is from Ablestoke Consulting.
Well, it basically means about investing tax efficiently. Every year, every person who's basically an adult is entitled to $10,200 they can invest per year, whereby the proceeds are tax-free. And therefore, it makes sense, obviously, have investments tax-free, leave them in the bank. You're paying tax at a minimum of 20% on the assumption that you are a taxpayer.
When you say you've got this 10,000 or so amount that you can use, is it split up into different ways in which you can use it?
You can invest up to half of it, therefore 5,100 in cash. The remainder can be in equities, or you can do 100% into equities. Therefore, depending upon your risk appetite, will depend upon actually where you actually invest it.
When you say equities, what does that mean?
Equities means stocks and shares. Predominantly, that will be most people accessing unitized pooled investments, therefore mutual funds. Having said that, though, there are certain platforms out there whereby you can actually trade direct stocks and shares using your ISA allowance. Whether that's a good or a bad thing will depend upon the client's risk profile.
And if it's something, I don't know, where you feel quite comfortable trading, for example, would that be a sensible way to trade it within your ISA?
If your ISA allowances are the only investments that you've got, therefore we're talking a small number of tens of thousands, I personally wouldn't encourage that purely because you probably can't afford to take that risk exposure. Having said that though, if you're someone who's actually got a couple of hundred thousand under the belt, by definition you therefore can afford to diversify your investments. So taking that risk on direct equities is something you may want to do. But again, if it's not your profession, it's not your day job, perhaps it's probably best left to professionals.
In terms of choosing the right ISA for you, how do you go about doing that?
What a lot of people do and potentially do wrong is follow the path of least resistance, which is go to their bank. By default, they're very, very convenient. They're on most high streets. Having said that, though, they've often got a very, very small menu of products that people can actually access. Ideally, I think I personally would access fund supermarkets. What they are, they're effectively networks whereby you can access many, many different fund managers from all around the globe, and therefore you can get a greater diversification and obviously investment management. The key thing is once you're in those platforms, you can actually move your money from one fund to another, and it often doesn't attract any charges to do that. If obviously you go to one bank, then the next year think I want to go to another bank, you'd actually end up paying entry fees each time you did that move, so therefore I wouldn't encourage that.
When you say you can move your funds around and so on, does that actually mean during the course of your ISA year you can move it around, or should you stick in one place?
ISA investments are actually very, very flexible, and that's part of one of their upsides, and again one of the reasons why people are encouraged to go into them, because you can get great scope of investment choice. I personally, based on your risk profile today, would invest across a basket of funds, and actually throughout the year, based on what's going on in the marketplace, what's going on in your circumstances, move accordingly. I wouldn't encourage people to move, you know, on a daily basis, because clearly things happen. Of course, it'll sort of, you know, bumps, peaks and troughs in the marketplace, and if you're moving all the time and you're trying to chase growth, often you might come into mistakes. But I think if you choose a sensible portfolio at the beginning of the year, every 6 months or so you'd be looking to review that just to see how it's performed.
Is there anybody who shouldn't be taking up the ISA opportunity?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't really think of anybody. I think legally, if you're allowed to have one, it's probably a good idea to have your investments away from the tax man. I mean, if you leave money in the bank, therefore you are actually paying tax at 20% at source, even if you just have a cash ISA, because you actually need to use your money in the sort of near future. Leave it in cash, but you can get probably a better rate. And again, if you're not paying tax on that, that obviously makes sense.
And are there any risks associated with ISAs?
Cash ISAs, your only risk would be the bank which is holding your money could go bust. Having said that though, you've got £50,000 secured under the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, therefore that's very unlikely. In terms of equities, there's a whole different level of risks to look at, and predominantly, again, based on your risk profile, are you being highly speculative going into technology in emerging markets, or are you just going to British blue chip? Again, depending upon your circumstances will depend upon, is that right for you? Clearly, if you're going to direct equities, companies can go bust, therefore you could be liable, obviously, for losing your money if that were to be the case.
If you're talking about really just investing, you know, the 5,100 in a cash ISA each year, because that's pretty much, unfortunately, all you've got to do.
Yeah.
Is it really worth trying to find a IFA to come and talk that through with you? Or is that something you really think you can probably just do on the internet?
If you've only got £5,100, and that's the only £5,100 you've got, you probably do want to keep it purely as cash, clearly, because it's sensible for, you know, rainy day money. Something comes along, you lost your job, you're ill for a little bit, you've got a little bit of money to fall back on. Over time, as actually, you know, if each year you're beginning to actually save more and more money, that's the point that I begin to actually look at talking to an advisor, because it's not necessarily, is an ISA the right thing for you? What about your retirement? What else is going on in your life? Therefore, how should you be planning your money? It's a bit like, having a decent personal trainer, you get better results if you've got someone giving some focus and direction for you. And that's really what a financial advisor is there to do, to understand your current circumstances today. Look at what you're trying to achieve over the course of a lifetime, be it family, be it property, investment, be it retirement, and therefore work out, like, what have you got to do to help you achieve your goals in the timeframes you want. Most people achieve goals, often not in the timeframes and often not in their terms.
That's Owen Cook from Ablestoke Consulting.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.